The U.S. Supreme Court decided this week to review a case that involves the use of federal racketeering laws to crack down on anti-abortion protesters. The court decided earlier that abortion rights groups may use the so-called RICO laws to sue protesters in federal court. The court will decide whether the law has been applied correctly, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The case dates back to 1986, a time when thousands of anti-abortion protesters chained themselves to clinic doors, destroyed equipment, and held massive protests outside clinics where abortions are performed. Some people were injured, some clinics were bombed. Kim Gandy, head of the National Organization for Women, says the group sued because of the violent nature of the demonstrations.
This lawsuit was filed against the people who assault clinic employees and destroy their property, who engage in violence and threats of violence. And that's what these laws address, and that's the issue that the court took.
In 1998, the Supreme Court ruled that NOW could use the Racketeer-Influenced and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, as the basis for its lawsuit to stop these kinds of protests. A Chicago jury found the defendants were indeed racketeers, guilty of a conspiracy to deprive clinics of business. Joe Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League is one of the key defendants. He was called the ringleader, even though he says there are hundreds of anti-abortion groups across the country.
But they've tried to glom all this together under one kingpin. They call it a capo dei tutti capi, and that's supposed to be me. And I'm supposed to be the head of the entire pro-life movement, and we make a big joke out of this whenever we have a meeting with other groups that they can't get started until I give the go-ahead. It's a joke.
Scheidler denies accusations of violence, saying the stories are not true or are embellished, but the jury awarded damages of more than $250,000. The first question the Supreme Court will examine involves the Hobbs Act, an anti-extortion law under RICO that prohibits obtaining property through the use of fear. The jury in the abortion case interpreted the law, saying it also applies to those who deprive a clinic of carrying on its business. G. Robert Blakey is a law professor at Notre Dame who drafted the RICO law in 1970.
Extortion is a form of robbery or theft. It requires the obtaining of property. It is not depriving somebody of property alone. That's malicious mischief. And if we'd wanted that statute to apply to demonstrations, we'd have put in malicious mischief. We didn't.
Blakey, who argued on behalf of Scheidler in the 1990s, says the RICO law is being used to drag demonstrators out of state courts and into the federal system, where the damage awards can be tripled and the attorney's fees are immense. The High Court will also hear a second issue, whether the RICO law should allow judges to grant injunctions against protesters, forbidding the defendants from further violations. Jeff Kerr is counsel for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, known as PETA. He says this broad interpretation of the law will hurt all protesters.
There's a very real chilling effect that that type of action has on the type of aggressive social debate, especially in instances like protesting animal abuse. That's why it's so critically important that the civil disobedient aspect of social protest be protected in this case.
Attorneys say RICO suits are so expensive that most protesters can't afford to fight them. But abortion rights activists say this is not about social debate. They say these measures are necessary to protect doctors and staff who work at clinics and the women who want to use them. The court is expected to hear the case in October. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.